This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1756. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 15th, Albania, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Diego Garcia, France, Germany, Greece, India, Israel, Korea North, Kuwait, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Philippines, Rwanda, Sudan, Sweden, Taiwan, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We recently mentioned that Albania's three high-power medium-wave transmitters were significantly off-frequency, although one of them had been moved almost on-frequency. They were carrying not only Radio Tirana, but Transworld Radio and relays of China Radio International. Now, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes that the CRI relays via Albania are no longer being heard. They had been on 1215 and 1458 kilohertz. But January 10th to 13th, he was only hearing Radio Tirana itself at the times it's scheduled on 1458 or 1457.85. We're not sure what's happened to the China relays. Drastic cuts at Radio Australia. We can't say we're surprised, since these have been expected for some time. But in the January issue of Communication of the British DX Club, Radio Australia via the WRTH is quoted as follows. The ABC has announced major cuts to RA shortwave transmissions. From January 1st, all overseas relays via UAE, Singapore, and Palau end. From January 1st, all shortwave transmissions to Asia cease. From January 31st, the Brandon shortwave site in Queensland closes. And from January 31st, the output from Shepparton will be reduced from 6 full-time transmitters to only 3 transmitters, all operating 24 hours per day with the following scheduled. From 09 to 21 UT, 6080, 6150, and 9580. And from 21 to 09, 15240, 15415, and 17840. There's some uncertainty about those first dates, January 1st, since we were still hearing the Palau relay almost 2 weeks later. However, as of January 12th, that was no longer being heard on 9965. And the transmission to Asia may have closed about that same date in mid-January. The azimuths are not specified, but presumably all the remaining Radio Australia English frequencies will be aimed to different parts of the Pacific and, incidentally, North America beyond. We're glad to see 9580 still on the schedule, which has served us well, and presumably will continue to do so a while longer, while in the other 12 hours of the day, 17840 might make it in our afternoons and early evenings, as it has been, and later on perhaps 15240. We also hear, at least up until sunrise or so, 6150. Keith Perrone comments, in many ways, the new schedule makes sense. New Zealand has been targeting the region on 2 frequencies for years. Radio Australia, in many ways, did have too many on the air for their target. Ivo Ivanov rounds up the Shepparton frequencies, which are still on the air until the end of January, so enjoy these while you can. Many of them are on for several hours a day. 11945, 9475, 12085, 5940, and 9820. One of IBC's domestic networks, Classic FM, had been carried all too briefly part of the time on Radio Australia a few weeks ago, and now its programming is also in danger on the ARDXC list. Craig Seeger has received this announcement. ABC management has decided to axe the popular Sunday live concerts and live broadcasts on Sunday afternoons. Over the past 40 years, these have provided valuable performance opportunities for our outstanding soloists and small ensembles. And he has a lot more to say. That came from Mal Hewitt, President, Collegiate of Specialist Music Educators, and President, ABC Friends, NSW, and ACT. Don't you believe that if a station broadcasts time signals, preferably accurate, that it's also broadcasting accurate standard frequencies? Brandon Jordan in Tennessee found Brazil's Observatorio Nacional, PPE, way off 10 megahertz, 10,000.398, January 10th at 2:49, causing a significant head against WWV. And Wolfgang Büschel also heard it January 10th at 1940, 1 hertz higher, on 10,000 plus 399 hertz. I hesitate to mention it because it may be only temporary, but as of January 11th around 02 UT, I'm no longer hearing those crackling spurs above and below the 11780 Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil transmitter. They had been 33 or 34 kilohertz on each side of the frequency and sometimes multiples of that separation. Let's hope they're finally eliminated for good. Rafael Diniz reports to the DRMNA group via Rafael Rodriguez on the Kundish list that Amazonia is planning a DRM test at last on 6180 kilohertz, perhaps as soon as next week, maybe meaning by now this week. However, the power is only 100 watts. Yes, we made sure of that, not 100 kilowatts. Bernhard Jacek in Alberta and Mike Cooper in Georgia refer us to an item on the Fagstein blog that Industry Canada has put a moratorium on new TV transmitters as it considers slashing spectrum in half, that is, to go along with FCC's plans to eliminate more and more of the higher UHF channels and sell the spectrum to other users. There's a lot of discussion on this. The Fagstein blog, by the way, is an excellent source of news about Canadian media. I won't give you the complicated link, but just go to blog.fagstein.com and look for all the posts. Here's another time signal station which proves it's not on a standard frequency. BPM in Xi'an, China. It was found on 9999.28. January 10th at 1315 UT, with time signals by Mauro Giroletti in Italy, in the bclnews.it Yahoo group. Furthermore, as I recall, I recently found that their time signals weren't that accurate either. They were sort of halfway between those from WWV. So much for scientific accuracy in the People's Republic. Ron Howard in California reports some more unusual reception from China. On 4990, he makes daily checks for All India Radio Itanagar, but recently nothing at all heard. So January 12th at 1343, he was surprised to find a decent signal from Hunan, China on 4990, playing Chinese opera music and songs. At 1358, there were pips and a time check and back to opera singing. He compared it to the time signals on 5000 and found that the time check on 4990 was off by a full 2 minutes. So on January 12th, 5010 turned out to be an anomaly frequency from Beibu Bay Radio, BBR, at 1320, nothing on their normal frequency, 5050. He'd heard BBR on 5010 once before, way back on May 5th of 2010. They were starting their daily English-Chinese segment. This occurs around 1318 UT, give or take a few minutes. The next day, January 13th, Beibu Bay Radio was back on 5050 at 1435. And now with interference from All India Radio Aizawl. Too bad they were not on yesterday when that frequency was clear. There was also strong over-the-horizon radar interference when BBR signed off at 1601, leaving India and the radar mixing. Keith Perron in Taiwan says, many countries lease HF airtime. China has decided to get on the bandwagon. This will not be done through CRI, but through the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television, and I might add, jamming. He says, I'm just wondering how they will deal with the censorship issue. Mind you, if there is money involved, they might turn a blind eye. Evidently, Keith is referring to China looking for business, allowing foreign stations to be relayed on Chinese shortwave transmitters rather than the other way around, which is already happening. Until REE almost self-destructed, Spain had an exchange deal with China, but that was about it. I wonder which countries would now be eligible. Kai Ludwig in Germany says he had to deal with the issue of potentially evil broadcasts under the now-gone airtime exchange arrangements. The approach they chose was to strictly allow foreign language programming only. It could be interesting if SARFT goes ahead with this and chooses an aggressive price policy, drawing business away from the existing providers of this niche service, that is, shortwave site relay transmissions. Well, China certainly has hundreds of shortwave transmitters available, plenty of spare capacity. Keith Heron says, considering that censorship under Xi Jinping has increased, I'm not sure how they will handle this. They might be banking on the idea that some pro-China groups will be interested in airtime. At the moment, some have content that airs domestically on CRI's domestic services. I remember 10 years ago, some of this programming. As I mentioned recently, Radio Progreso Cuba's shortwave relay on 4765 has been missing all year. But Ron Howard in California found it reactivated January 13th at 0228. However, there was some crosstalk from other audio. Another shortwave broadcast country on the brink of extinction may have just gone over it, but we can't be sure yet. Ron Howard, California, says he's not been hearing AFN Diego Garcia on 4319 USB. The usual heavy interference was missing January 13th at 1447, and he should have been able to hear it if they were broadcasting, but they must have been off the air. That was before his local sunrise, about half an hour later. Of course, AFN Guam remains silent on both of their frequencies, which has been the case for a long time. So he wonders, is any AFM still being heard on shortwave by anyone? The other AFN Diego Garcia frequency was, in their daytime more or less, 12759 USB. I still look for it now and then and do not hear it, but it's seldom propagated. Despite recent events putting France in the world news, Radio France International has canceled shortwave broadcasts in three languages. No longer heard as of January 9th, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, namely Farsi, Vietnamese, and Russian. Last week, we reported Germany closing down long-wave transmitters, and this week it's medium-wave, those of Norddeutscher Rundfunk, NDR, January 13th at 0900. 702, 792, 828, and 972 kilohertz shut down. That was in universal time 0800, as reported by Jürgen Bartels in Germany, Medium Wave DX Yahoo Group. Thomas Fulkner tells us about more DX and media programs on Hamburger Local Radio. On Saturdays at 13 to 14 UT, they're carrying Chelmsford Calling World Service monthly on the third Saturday. That is January 17th, February and March 21st on 7265. And that's followed by Media Network Plus every week, I guess, Saturdays at 1500 on 7265 CUSB. And that is followed by World of Radio at the same times as ever, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0730 and 1530. All of these shift 1 hour earlier during summertime. Here's another pirate going legit by broadcasting via a presumably licensed low-power German shortwave transmitter. It's Radio Space Shuttle, which has an address in the Netherlands. Juan Franco Crespo forwards a notice from them that they'll be broadcasting Saturday, January 17th at 14 to 16 UT on 6070. That's Channel 292's frequency. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1756. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Both the program and the site are completely non-commercial. Thus, we very much welcome voluntary donations from our listeners. Our thanks this week for financial support from Helmut or Henning Fallbruch in Germany, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Sorigas in Chicago sends news from thegreekradio.com that the powerful Greek radio transmitter on Rhodes has been looted by burglars after having been abandoned. That's the 100 kilowatt unit on 1260 kilohertz, the successor to the VOA relay in the Dodecanese Islands, but a different facility apparently. You might want to read the whole story as linked in DX Listening Digest number 1502. But it starts, destruction of the most powerful medium wave transmitter of Greek public broadcasting was reported during the Christmas holidays, a few days after the power disruption ordered by the administrators of the estate of former ERT, who reside in Athens. The burglars took advantage of the interruption of transmissions, invaded the facilities in Kalitea, Rhodes, and took loot. They stole all the precious metal of the transmitter and its facilities, the cost of which exceeds 100 kilo euro. Since the official closure of ERT a sesquioure ago, the redundant workers of public radio of Rhodes, despite not being paid, had undertaken the responsibility to operate the local facilities and the medium wave transmitter by relaying ERT open, while preserving the safety of the equipment. On December 11th, the administrator of the estate of former ERT mandated that no electricity should be further provided to any sites of ERA Rhodes. The transmitter was therefore abandoned at the mercy of burglars. Employees were warned that the power outage at the broadcasting site would put off all security systems and the perimeter security lighting. Elsewhere, the medium wave transmitters of ERA Sport and Philia Radio in Megara and other regional facilities were lost after having been looted in a similar way, whereas the ministry attempted to sell the metal of the Avlida shortwave transmitter for recycling. Well, we're still hearing the Avlis shortwave frequencies on a sporadic basis, 9415 or 9420 and 9935 primarily. And here's another shortwave station which has been gone for a month now. We hope not forever. Ron Howard says 3325 RRI, Palangkaraya, Indonesia. Remains silent as of January 13th, as it has been since December 14th. I want to be sure everyone knows that through no fault of its own, Israel Radio is currently back on shortwave, thanks to being carried by WRN, which is in turn picked up by Global 24 Radio and then transmitted on 9395 by WRMI. You will not find it on the Global 24 program grid, but the scheduling appears to be daily except Saturdays at 0530 to 545 UT, and judging from the time checks, it's delayed by 1 hour. Looking up something else in the Aoki frequency list, I notice that a special broadcast from the clandestine from Japan to North Korea, Furusato Nakaze, is scheduled again for Saturday, January 24th in Japanese at 0430 to 07 UT via Taiwan on 15740. And their further one scheduled at slightly different times on February 14th and 15th. Kuwait has been caught broadcasting on the wrong frequency in several instances, including the English broadcast at 18 to 21. On January 13th, Ivo Ivanov found it on 15515 instead of 15540. However, you may not be able to hear it on either frequency due to propagation. We had had very little in the way of TVDX openings during the minor sporadic E winter peak, until finally, on January 11th and 12th, I was getting several Mexican stations in the Tampico and Veracruz area. We must treasure each and every such analog opening, since this is the final year before DTV takes over everything in Mexico. Last week, we were wondering whether Voice of Mongolia in English was still being relayed at three different times by the KAL transmitter in Germany, only one of them having been confirmed. But now in the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, still continuing as of January 3rd, at 16 UT on 7310 and 17 on 6005. In addition to 2000 UT on 3985, as heard by Alan Rowe. Ron Howard wonders if Myanmar Radio has actually retired the old off-frequency transmitter. They've been using the exact frequency one on 5985.00 for a month now. Wednesday, January 7th, 1536 to 1550, with a VOA Learning English program. And a week later, January 14th, Wednesday, more English at 1530 from their own studio, followed by VOA Learning English at 1539. More about that vintage Radio Netherlands special broadcast for UT Sunday, January 18th at 01 to 02 on WRMI 7570. It now seems there will be two more frequencies at the same time via Madagascar, 11790 and 13700. According to Peter de Groot on swelling.com via Mike Barraclough. Most Voice of Nigeria frequencies are imprecise. Wolfgang Büschel measured the 25-meter one January 10th at 21 to 22 in Hausa on 11769.873. Heavy interference from Anguilla, 11775. As of January 11th, I noted that there had been no reports reaching us of the anti-Christian pirate station YHWH since last heard by me, December 15th, on 6280 AM. They had been using a great number of other frequencies, so is station YHWH gone for good? No way I would have time to mention many pirate logs on the 40-plus meter band, but here are some on odder frequencies where you might not expect them. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports to his NASWA flash sheet, WEZY, January 11th at 0208 on 3285 upper sideband. And a few minutes later, on 11560 AM at 0217, both times they were playing the same music, Man of Constant Sorrow and In the Jailhouse Now. And some other stations on the 11 and 3 megahertz bands reported by Rob Ross in Ontario, ODXA. On 11428, Channel Z, January 11th at 2307 to 2321 when it went off, and on 3440 WHYP on January 12th at 0118 past 0140. He assumes these are in the USA. I'm not sure why. Here's an easily overlooked external service which still exists in English, which ought to be for North America, but is not, even though it's using our very own transmitters in the Philippines. Yes, it's Radio Pilipinas, heard by Ron Howard in California, opening a mostly English broadcast, I think, at 0200 UT, January 13th, on 15640, 17700, and 17820. They play an anthem, a long PBS song, an opening message saluting overseas Filipino workers and listeners of Radio Pilipinas, and then the first program from the Presidential Palace, Manila, Dateline, Malacanang. January 8th at 1848, I noticed very good signals from Deutsche Welle, Rwanda Relay in Hausa, 15275 and 17800. It's scheduled from 18 to 19 UT, more or less, incidentally, toward North America beyond West Africa. 17800 was stronger, and it was just as good, if not better, and better modulated than the only two other signals on 16 meters at the time, 17775 and 17790. And 15275 was essentially the only non-North American audible on 19 meters, except for VOA Botswana, with a poor signal on 15580. This demonstrates what great use could be made of the Kigali relay by any shortwave broadcaster who cared enough to reach North America anymore. Ivo Ivanov says the clandestine for Rwanda, Radio Impala, is no longer being heard this year. It had been at 17 to 18 via Madagascar, 17540. Sudan's Voice of Africa is sporadic. But if you want to try to hear it, It was heard on January 7th by Ivo Ivanov in the English Hour, 1730 to 1830 UT on 9505. It's a 100 kilowatt transmitter at 210 degrees. However, it has co-channel interference from BBC World Service until 1800, and then adjacent interference from TWR Africa after that on 9500. Sudan's Hour in English is preceded by one in French and followed by another in Hausa. Communication of the British DX Club says scheduled relays via Radio Revival in Sweden on 6065 LSB and 3950 include Saturday, January 24th at 12 to 13, the Swedish DX Union, and at 13 to 15, Radio Merkurs. And Sunday, January 25th at 09 to 10, Atlantic 2000 International. Radio Taiwan International has been sending out notices to its listeners that from the end of March, with the start of the A15 season, a number of its language services will be closing down, since there will be no further relay exchanges with France, such as Spanish at 20 on 3965 to Europe and at 02 to South America on 9730, as engineer Israel Gonzalez Ahumada in Yucatan tells us. And Richard Lemke in Alberta found this on their English website. The cooperation between RTI and France is set to end in late March. RFI will no longer relay RTI programs to South Asia at 16 on 13810, to Africa at 17 on 11975, which Richard says he can pick up there in Alberta, and to Europe at 18 on 3965. Seems like it's mostly bad news. Another DX program is gone. In communication of the British DX Club, Howard Barnett says, the Voice of Turkey is ending the DX Corner after the final edition on Saturday, December 27th. However, they were surprisingly heard in the Greek language, which had not been on their schedule despite being their neighbors, January 7th at 15:30 to 16:25 on 6120, says Ivo Ivanov. In the harmonics group, Tim Bucknell suggests when the F2 MUF is up to 45 megahertz, North Americans should try to hear the semi-harmonic of BBC Radio 3, Sutton Coalfield, on 45.25 megahertz, that is 0.5 times 90.5. Tim Bucknell has also been hearing WEWN on its second harmonic, 31220, with a beautiful signal. January 8th, for example, he says, in glorious wideband 15 kHz AM bandwidth with no splatter. He also heard WRMI Radio Africa on 35580 at 1358. Another F2 catch, if you're not too close, is the Channel 13 Sacramento, California studio relay on 26110 FM, heard by Rob Ross in Ontario, ODXA, January 11th at 1710 with Good Morning Sacramento. Another former pirate says he's now on WBCQ 5110, UT Wednesday and Friday at 04 to 05. It's called VORW from RW Observer. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 January 22nd, 18 and 4 on the 25th. Solar flux dropping from 180 January 16th to 130 on the 24th to 26th, and back up to 150 by February 3rd. And that's World of Radio, 1756.